T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to talk to a Steelers reporter in the know from The Athletic. He's covered the Steelers since 2003. He's covered 3 Super Bowls. He's around the team all the time. Mark Cabali joins me right now. Mark, I had a bunch of things I wanted to talk to you about, but now we got to kind of call an audible, man.
Call up the line. Would Ben's audible?
Dilly dilly.
His fingers. Yeah, oh, dilly dilly, shakes the fingers, or he says whatever he does. So I'm guessing, at least you're running the offense by yourself now, so you should be able to, be able to get through this.
Yeah, Chris has had a Todd Haley effect on me.
Yeah, so you should be all right.
Okay, what do you make of these comments from Art Rooney to the Post-Gazette?
Kind of interesting, right? Curious timing, because typically Art will talk to a group of people here coming up next week. He must have felt the need to get something out there a little bit quicker. And I know a lot of people are looking at the headline of the can't envision Antonio Brown being there for training camp. I looked at it and you dig a little bit deeper and try to, parse some of these words that he was saying. And it sounds like to me that he's left a huge olive branch out there for Antonio Brown being indecisive of what they really want to do with him, and if he wants to come back, it's all in his court. And that's where I've fell for the past, couple of weeks now. If Antonio Brown wants to come back, Antonio Brown's going to come back. And this article has not swayed me one way or another. And what I mean by that, if Antonio comes back and he talks to people like a human being and returns calls and maybe apologizes and says this won't happen again, the Steelers will have him back and won't think twice about that. And I think that's still what the Steelers are hoping for at this point, that he would come to that conclusion of he needs to do that. Whether he does that or not, I probably have a better chance of hitting the lotto. So I'm not closing the book on him just leaving here yet. I really still believe by the time they open up the season in September, 84 is going to still be out there one way or another.
Okay.
Yes.
So the salary cap is not an issue, right?
And you know what? I liken to that to it's somewhat of an issue, but imagine if Antonio Brown would, tear his ACL and OTAs and they couldn't play without him. They're still responsible for that money.
Right.
So if you look at it that way, then it doesn't look as bad. Where basically what you would be doing is paying a guy a salary for not playing, and that's basically what that would be if he didn't play. So, I guess the key would be, this still is a business, as well as we've always been told. If somebody comes out and, the market is not very good for him, they're trying to trade him, and I'm assuming if Art Rooney comes out like this, that might, might not be as much. Teams now think, hey, we can maybe not have to offer as much right now. They really want to get him out of here, something like that. So if the deal is not in place, even if they decide, hey, we can't live with this guy, they're still going to try to keep him, I believe. I really, truly believe that. However, as I keep saying, I don't think Antonio Brown makes any sort of effort to make this thing work. I think actually he'll probably push his chips to the center here and make it a little bit worse by doing something, saying something, tweeting something like that.
Mark Cabali covers the Steelers for The Athletic. It's worth the subscription, Mark alone. Rooney said in this article that it was more than just one incident at practice. In your opinion, why is it that Antonio Brown doesn't want to be a part of the Steelers organization anymore?
That's a very good question, because if he goes somewhere else, I doubt if he's getting, 170 targets. I doubt if he's having 6 years of 100 and whatever, 510 catches. I don't know. It's not like he's going to probably go anywhere and get any more money. I don't think that's the case. I think it just where I believe that he thinks that he might not be valued here as much as some of the other players on the roster. And, I mean, it's well documented about him and Roethlisberger. I mean, we saw it. I mean, I saw it with my own eyes week four in that Baltimore game. In that second half, they had four straight three and outs. And it was three or four of those passes were to Antonio Brown. They weren't on the same page. They come to the sideline, and they totally ignore each other. They basically have a go-between, as in Josh Dobbs telling each what to do during that game. They denied it. They text each other and laughed at us. Mm-hmm. But there's something there. I mean, there's always been something there between there. And every once in a while, the quarterback feels like he needs to set Antonio straight. And that's why you see once a year he goes on the radio show and says something about him, and then Antonio has to backpedal and sets him straight. And it's happened every single year, I believe. The intricate details of why those two don't get along, who really knows?
Yep.
But that's definitely the root of it.
Mark,
for
is
one
that,
reason or not.
Is yeah. that might be the biggest personality conflict for Brown, but is it the only one?
Who are you suggesting? You suggesting somebody here?
How about the head coach?
Yeah, I mean, he should be. Let me tell you that. I mean, he probably should give Mike Tomlin a hug every time he sees him, because he's the one who's enabled this behavior for years and years and years. Let's just not think that Antonio Brown become a bad seed to the locker room, to the team over the past 2 or 3 weeks. If you only can imagine, I know the stuff that I know that Antonio Brown was allowed to get away with. Imagine the stuff I don't know that he lets it get away with. What Tomlin would have been able to, you know, nip it in the bud. I know people talk about Facebook Live and stuff like that, but I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the little things that he affords Brown to do that no way any of the other 50, well, maybe the quarterback, but no other than the 51 other players on that team he would never allow to do. And it grates on people from time to time, so I don't know why he would have an issue with the quarterback, because I think if you're thinking there who's more aligned, I think the quarterback, I think Tomlin and Brown would be more aligned than Tomlin and Roethlisberger. So if there is a beef between the two, I don't see why Antonio would think there's one, because he's let him basically do what he wants for the past 6 years.
Do you think Kevin Colbert wants to trade Antonio Brown?
Probably not. I think he would probably fall in that same line if you get him under control, have him have that team mentality. And you think about it, a couple of years ago, he basically, at least publicly a couple times, have come out and said, stats don't matter. All I care is about a ring. I want to win the Super Bowl. Nobody believed him at the time, but obviously somebody was getting in his ear trying to say, hey, you can have 5,000 catches all you want, but unless you get some rings, it doesn't matter. And I still think the best way to get rings would be with Antonio Brown. Kevin Colbert is a little bit old school, so I don't want to speak for him, but I'm sure he loves his ability to catch the ball. But knowing Kevin, he probably is one of the guys in the front of the list would probably say, you know, I don't like this behavior. And if it was up to me totally and solely, I would probably move on from him, just knowing how Kevin is one of those old school type of guys.
Go to the Athletic's website. Mark has an article up right now. Steelers offseason, the Antonio Brown dilemma will go a long way in shaping the offseason plan. Boy, will it ever. Mark, thanks for giving me some time today for filling in for Chris. Right. Thank you.
All right, Andrew. Take it easy.
You bet. Mark Cabali. That's one Steelers reporter's opinion on thing. So he said, if I heard that right, if Mark was a betting man, he thinks AB is still back with the team next year. But he put a big caveat on it. He said if that's provided Brown shows up and acts like a human being and is contrite and apologetic about the way he's acted, I don't see that happening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.